那边知道今天所要讲的信息的时候
when I heard from Pastor Paul what his sermon would be
下面这首诗歌就一直在我的脑海里面
the next song is always in my mind
我一直在想在在圣诞的时候我们是一个很快乐的时候
I've always been thinking that during the Christmas time it's a joyful time
似乎那边并不合适是选择这么一首诗歌因为我们不光是纪念主的诞生也更纪念他的死
It doesn't fit it seems to me that if I choose this song for not only celebrate Jesus' birth but also his death too
因为我想我们这些为人父人母的不管我们的孩子是怎样的怎样的 惹动我们的怒气
In fathers and mothers And then how our children, how mischief our children be.
我们仍然爱他们。
We still love them.
那么我不晓得，当天父差遣耶稣降生的时候，他会怎么想
？I have no idea when the God sent His Son to come to this world. What our God thinks about.
因为这么一个纯洁无瑕的婴儿，会为我们这样的罪人而死。
This holy and pure Son. Died for us.
下面我们就来唱这首诗歌《奇异的爱》。
Let us sing this song. And can it be that I should gain?
兄姊妹来。在你在你面前，心中真是有不配的感觉。
Yes, Lord, when we stand before you, we feel unworthy.
像我们这些污秽肮脏的人
，The filthy sinners like us,
怎么能够配得你这样丰盛的恩典
？Are we worthy your amazing grace?
所以，当我们马上要欢度圣诞的时刻
，It's about time we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ.
我们再次思想。你为什么要诞生到这个世界上
？Well, thinking again, why you come to this world?
为什么选择诞生在又脏又臭又卑微的马槽
？Why did you choose to be born in this filthy manger?
为什么在这个世上你没有好好睡觉枕头的地方
？Why you didn't have a place for your head, a pillow for your head?
然后你愿意为我们被钉死在十字架上。
When you were willing to be crucified on the cross.
主啊，这样的爱，我们越思想越觉得不能彻透。
Dear Lord, the more we think about it, this kind of love we feel immeasurable.
越思想，我们越觉得怎能如此
？The more we think about, the more we feel how can it be?
这真的是奇异的爱。
It is amazing love.
我主我神，竟为我死。
Dear Lord, our Lord died for us.
所以我们想到，在差不多2700年前，你借着先知以赛亚预言。
Dear Lord, we think about 2,700 years ago by the mouth of
the prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah.
说到会有一位救主要降临。
Isaiah predicted that a redeemer will be born in this world.
他的名要叫做以马内利。
His name will be Emmanuel.
就是神与人同在。
That is, the God is with the human beings.
想到在接下来的几百年当中，你的子民经历各样的战乱。
When we think about following that thousands of years and the people suffered from wars,
在苦难当中，大家都是切切的盼望以马内利的降临。
In their miserable lives, they were looking for the birth of Emmanuel.
主，你的预言，你的应许是坚定可靠的。
Therefore, the prediction and your promise is real and true.
谢谢你已经来到这个世界。
Dear Lord, thank you. You have already come into this world.
把救恩带给我们。
And you brought us the grace and salvation.
而且有一天你还要再来。
Someday you'll come again.
把我们一同带到父神的荣耀当中。
And take us to the glory of our Heavenly Father.
主啊，因此在这个寒冷的冬天。
Dear Lord, in this heavy snow weather.
在这个世界上有各样的问题、各样的困难和苦难的时候。
When facing problems and difficulties in this world,
甚至我们有些人要回家飞机被取消或者被困在什么地方。
Some of the people they want to go home, but their flights were cancelled or they were got trapped somewhere.
我们有找事找了很久找不到的。
And some of the people we tried to find them, but we failed.
我们有生病等候医治的。
Other people, they're sick, waiting for treatment.
主，在这时候我们纪念到你是以马内利。
Dear Lord, at these difficult times, we remember you are Emmanuel.
你可以把神的同在带给我们。
You brought us the God.
让我们在苦难当中依然可以欢欣。
So that we can still feel joy in times of difficulties.
我们真的是能够打从心里面来欢呼赞美主。
From our heart, we can celebrate and glorify our Lord.
因为在耶稣基督里面，我们有活泼的盼望。
Because we have living hope in Jesus Christ.
今天早上，我们再一次为我们的姐妹敏菲祷告。
Once again, we pray for our sister 敏菲。
我们教会许多的家庭会陆续出城度假。
Many families will go out of town for the holidays.
主，但是我们不会忘记我们的姐妹。
Dear Lord, we won't forget our sister.
我们知道你更不会忘记你的女儿。
So、we know, dear Lord, that you won't forget your daughter.
当我们教会留在城里面的弟兄姐妹在圣诞夜一同来欢喜庆祝的时候。
When our brothers and sisters who stay in town to celebrate the Christmas,
我们也不会忘记我们的姐妹。
We won't forget our sister.
我们相信以马内利的主也可以与她同在。
We believe that the Lord Emmanuel will be with her.
让她依然可以有一个有意义、美丽的圣诞。
So that she will have a beautiful and meaningful Christmas.
我们把我们今天的聚会恭恭敬敬的仰望。
We respectfully submit our service in your hands.
谢谢你把我们都带到你的圣所。
Dear Lord, thank you for getting us together in your temple.
就求你使用你的仆人爱保罗牧师向我们说话。
We ask that you use your servant, Pastor Paul, to speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
好，来，请坐。
Please be seated. It's time for responsive reading.
那么今天要读的经文是在路加福音第一章四十六到五十五节。
The scripture is in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55.
那么下面时间交给卢小林子。
Sister 小林 Lu will lead the responsive reading.
路加福音第一章四十六到五十五节。
Book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55.
我读双数节，请弟兄姐妹读单数节。
I will read the even numbers and the compilation in the odd numbers.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”
我的主为大。
因为他顾念他使你的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高。他扶助了他的仆人以色列。感谢神的话语。
下面是奉献的时间。那么奉献是为基督徒所预备的。
Offering is prepared for Christians.
如果你还不是基督徒，
if you are not yet a Christian,
或者说你不了解奉献的意义，
or you don't understand the meaning of offering,
那么请不要勉强。
Please don't force yourself to do so.
当奉献在传道人面前的时候，就请你交给下一位。
When the offering bag is passed on to you, please respectfully pass to the next one.
好，下面我们请四四姊妹来说奉献。同时我们唱这首诗歌460首。
We're going to sing this song in the hymn book 460. The hymn book 460.
Christ, we thank you. 感谢你在大学的时候，你也召集我们来到你这里，让我们来敬拜你。
Thank you for bringing us together in such a snowy weather into your temple to worship you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这样的福气。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this blessing.
主耶稣，我们知道你也是配得赞美的主。
Dear Lord, we know that you are worthy of our praise and glorifying.
在这里，我们就感谢你对我们每个人的供应。
Thank you for the abundant provision for everyone.
主耶稣，我们也谢谢你让我们有十一的奉献。
Dear Lord, we thank you for us to give our little to you.
主耶稣，我们把这金钱是当奉献给你的，我们就用在你的事工上。
Whatever we offer to you should be used in your service.
求你来洁净他们。
Please cleanse it.
我们这样祷告不配，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢。下面是读经的时间。
It's time for scripture.
今天要读的经文是在加拉太书第四章四节和五节。
It is in the book Galatians. Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 to 5.
那么我来读，请弟兄姊妹听。
I will read it and the congregation will listen to it.
极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
下面时间交给艾伯龙牧师。
Now it's sermon time, test the ball.
Imagine that you have the power to change yourself into anything or into anybody.
试想一下，如果你有权力、能力，去把自己改变成任何东西，或者改变成任何人
，What would you become?
你要成什么样的人呢
？Maybe an eagle flying over the mountains.
啊，是不是在翱翔天空的雄鹰
？Maybe become Yao Ming, so you could dominate in basketball.
啊，或者成为姚明，在篮球界啊，统一天，一统天下。
How about Bill Gates, so that you could buy anything you wanted?
变一个比尔盖茨怎么样？你可以买任何东西。
Or how about becoming a cockroach?
想一想，如果你成一个蟑螂呢？
Say, that's ridiculous, Pastor Paul.
你肯定会对我说，保罗牧师，这是太荒唐了。
That's to be about the last thing I would ever want to become.
我这一辈子都不愿意变成蟑螂。
Why would a human become a cockroach?
一个人为什么变成蟑螂呢？
But Jesus Christ did something that's even more ridiculous than that.
但是耶稣基督呢，做成的事情比这更荒唐。
9 months before Christmas morning, Jesus Christ became a tiny little human embryo.
在圣诞聚会之前的一个早上，耶稣基督他变成了很小的人类胚胎。
And there's a bigger difference between God and human than a human and a cockroach.
相对人和蟑螂来说，上帝和人的这个差别比这个人和蟑螂差别更大。
You see, on Christmas morning, the mighty Creator became the little baby Jesus.
在圣诞的早上，那个伟大的神变成了非常微小的一个人。
King of glory became a peasant.
So, 全王的王，全神的神，他变成了一个农民。
The omnipresent one confined himself into a tiny little manger.
所以这个神呢，是在一个很小的马房里诞生的。
So, why would he do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
Why did God choose to become a man?
为什么上帝选择变成人呢？
Why would such an awesome being do such an undignified thing?
这样伟大的神为什么变成了这样微不足道的人呢？
To find the reason why he did that, we're not going to look at the traditional passages, Christmas passages that can be found in Matthew or in Luke.
我们今天不像传统的这样做法，要找到这个答案呢？我们不想在那个马太或者路加福音里面找答案。
Instead, we're going to take a look at some wonderful Christmas theology that is hidden in the middle of the Apostle Paul's book written to the Galatians.
我们今天要看看那个保罗书信加拉太书当中的一段经文。
So let's take a look at Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5.
让大家一起看一看加拉太书第四章四到五节。
Let's take a look at this passage to discover the reason for the season or why God became a human being.
我今天看到这两段经文，体会一下为什么在这个季节，为什么有什么道理上帝要成为人。
Apostle Paul writes, But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
保罗在加拉太书当中写道，即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
Going According to this passage, the Son of God became a human being for two different reasons.
根据这段经文呢，神变成人有两个原因。
First, to redeem us.
第一是要救赎我们。
And secondly, to adopt us.
第二是要收养我们。
First, God became a human so that He could redeem us.
神变成人，所以他就可以救赎我们。
What does the word redeem mean?
救赎是什么意思呢？
Means to buy out of slavery by paying a price.
救赎就意味着付出很大的代价，把我们从奴隶制度下面赎出来。
In other words, the reason why the Son of God became a human being is because He wanted to free us who were in slavery.
这个原因就是神变成人，要把我们从奴隶制度下买出来。
But who was our slave master?
但是我们的奴隶主又是谁呢？
According to verse 5, our slave master was the law.
根据第五段经文说，我们的奴隶主就是律法。
Within the book of Galatians, the law symbolizes a legalistic religion that teaches that you need to earn your way into heaven by doing good works.
根据这段经文说法就是说，律法就是根据守法规的那些宗教，这些宗教教导人们，我们得靠着自己的努力才能在死后有个好的生活。
And that's the difference between Christianity and other religions.
这就和我们基督教和其他宗教的不同的区别地方就在这个地方。
Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islamism all teach that in order to have a better afterlife, you need to obey their rules.
其他宗教，例如是印度教、佛教、伊斯兰教。他们都教导人们，如果死后要有一个好的生活的话，你自己要平生要好好的努力工作。
Only Christianity teaches that your ticket to a better afterlife is a gift that God wants to give to you.
所以基督教教告诉我们呢，如果你死后要过成一个更好的生活，你就当接受神白白给你的礼物。
And so all of these legalistic religions are portrayed as cruel slave masters that demand a lot from you but are never satisfied.
所以所有的根据律法强调律法的那些宗教呢，就非常对你非常苛刻，叫你拼命的工作，但是这些律法永远得不到满足。
And Jesus is pictured as the great emancipator who frees the slaves and buys them out of slavery.
耶稣基督呢被写成是一个伟大的拯救者，他把我们从奴隶制度下面拯救出来。
But what is the price that Jesus Christ paid in order to buy us out of slavery?
为了把我们从奴隶制度里面买出来、赎出来的话，耶稣基督究竟花了一个什么代价？
Galatians 3:13 has the answer.
加拉太书第三章十三节给我们做了回答。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is born on a tree.
基督是因为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Jesus,
因为经上记着。
Jesus Christ paid for us to buy us out of slavery by hanging on a tree.
经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。耶稣基督为我们付的代价就是他自己被挂在木头上了。
What was the tree by which he was hung on?
那块木头，他挂在那个木头上面，那块木头是什么木头呢？
It was a cross.
这就是十字架。
In other words, Jesus bought us our freedom by dying on the cross.
耶稣给了我们自由，他自己被钉上了十字架。
And because he did this, we no longer have to obey the rules of any legalistic religion in order to buy our way into heaven.
因为基督呢把我们赎出来了，所以我们不再一定要遵循所有律法的规矩，因为他已经给我们一条道路。
Instead, we have been set free from our cruel slave masters.
相反呢，我们不在我们的奴隶主的管辖之下。
It's an amazing story that the King of Glory would pay such a sacrificial price for us.
这真是奇异的事情了。这个天上的君王为我们付出这么大的代价。
The Last Emperor is a movie about a little boy who was the last emperor of China.
末代皇帝，这是个电影，讲的是中国最后一个小皇帝。
The boy lived a life of extravagance, and he had 1,000 servants to take care of him.
这个小皇帝过着荒天酒地的生活，他有1,000个奴仆在服侍他。
After being separated from him, the emperor's brother is rejoined with him and is amazed at how spoiled he is.
他的兄弟呢，跟他分开了一段时间以后呢，重新跟他团聚在一起。看见他是这样的，就是受宠，感到很惊奇。
And so the brother asks, "What happens when you do something wrong?"
所以他的兄弟就问这个小皇帝，如果你自己做错事情了，那怎么办呢？
The boy emperor replies, "When I do something wrong, someone else is punished."
那个小皇帝就说了，如果我做错的事呢，其他的人受惩罚。
To prove it, he picks up a jar and shatters it.
所以为了证明这一点，他捡起一个坛子就把它摔坏了。
And then one of his servants is beaten.
然后呢，他的一个奴仆受到了鞭打。
And that's the way it usually is.
这就是传统的生活习惯。
When a king does something wrong, it's usually his subjects who suffer.
往往一个皇帝如果做错事了，他手下的人受惩罚。
But in Christianity, the ancient pattern is reversed.
但是在基督教里面呢，古老的传统的做法完全颠覆过来了。
Although we as slaves have done so many things wrong,
尽管我们作为奴隶，我们做了很多很多错事。
It is Jesus our King who voluntarily takes the punishment for us.
我们的王耶稣基督，相反是自愿的为我们受罚。
When the African-American slaves were set free shortly after the Civil War, many of them had no place to go.
当非裔州的到美国来的那些奴隶们被卖到美国的奴隶们，在美国国内战争以后呢，被释放了，但是他们无家可归。
And even though they were set free from slavery, they were doomed to a life of poverty.
尽管他们从奴隶制度下面被解放出来了，但是他们的生活的注定是贫穷的。
But when God sets us free from slavery, He does not abandon us so that we have to fend for ourselves.
尽管上帝把我们拯救出来了，我们不再是奴仆了，但是上帝他没有遗弃我们，我们还不再完全靠自己。
You see, according to Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, the Son of God not only became a human being so that he could redeem us, but he also became a human being so that he could adopt us.
根据加拉太书四章四到五节里面说到，上帝变成了人，他不仅仅能够把我们赎出来，但是他能够收养我们。
Imagine that you are a poor orphan slave from the early 1800s in the American Confederate States.
试想一下，如果你自己是19世纪初在美国的一个孤儿，又是一个奴隶。
All your miserable life, you toiled for a cruel slave master.
你整个一生当中都拼命的为一个奴隶主在干活。
Every day you wake up with a long list of things that you have to do.
每天眼睛一睁开，已经有很长的事情要做。
But no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, at the end of the day, your slave master beats you because you did not do as much as he wanted you to do.
不管你是怎样辛劳的工作，不管你是这样的痛苦，但是到了天黑的时候，你还是受到你的主人的鞭打，因为你主人总是认为你没有做到他想要你做的事。
One day he wakes you up and he says, "I've had enough of you, you lazy piece of trash."
有一天早上，当你睁开眼睛的时候，你的主人对你说，我受你受够了，你这个懒虫。
I'm taking you to the slave market to get rid of you.
我把你带到奴隶市场上去，把你卖了。
You're terrified.
所以你非常惊恐。
You have heard stories that some masters are even more cruel than the master that you have now.
因为你听说过有些奴隶主比你自己的主人更残酷。
But you have no choice but to go to the auction.
你没有办法，你只能跟着你的努力主到努力市场里去了。
And so you sit alone, waiting on the cold, hard floor.
所以你自己一个人孤单单的坐在又冷又硬的地板上。
The plantation owners come and take a closer look at their potential new property.
从那个庄园主来都来看着你，他们把你当作是他将来的财产。
They feel your arms to see if there's any muscles.
他们摸摸你的手臂，看看你有没有肌肉。
They look into your mouth to see if there's any healthy teeth.
叫你张开嘴，看看你的牙齿是不是健康。
They scorn you because you're not much to look at.
他们嘲笑你，因为你对他来看说分文不值。
Finally, you're put on stage to be auctioned off.
然后呢，你被放上了台上，被人家是拍卖。
The auctioneer starts off by asking if anyone would pay $100 for you.
拍卖的人就问，说有谁愿意付$100把你买下来。
A few people start to laugh because there is no way anybody would pay even $100 for you.
很多人开始嘲笑你，因为你这个熊样子，没有人愿意付$100。
You're not worth a fraction of that.
你甚至一点点钱都不配。
But a stranger comes up to the auctioneer and he says, I'll give $10,000 for him.
但是有一个陌生人忽然走到您面前说，我愿意付$10,000把你买下来。
Everybody just starts to roar with laughter.
很多人就哄堂大笑。
But the man says to the auctioneer, he's worth far more than $10,000 to me.
但是这个人呢，对拍卖者说，这样的一个人远远超过$10,000。
He takes you by the hand and you're afraid that he's going to abuse you.
他搀着你的手，你惊惊恐恐，担心他会折磨你。
But instead, he kneels down and looks at you in your eyes.
相反的，这个人在你面前跪了下来，看着你的眼睛。
He brings out a piece of paper.
他拿出一张纸。
And he says, here's documentation that shows that you are set free from your slavery.
他对你说，这张公文就证明你已经不再是奴隶了。
But I want to ask you a favor.
我想问你一件事。
I want you to be my son.
我要你做我的儿子。
Will you let me adopt you?
你让我收养你吗？
There's something in the man's eyes that says that you can trust him, and so you accept his invitation.
So 这个人的眼神里面有一股眼光证明你可以相信他，所以你接受了他的邀请。
You move into his mansion.
你和他一起走到他的富丽堂皇的住宅里面。
You eat scrumptious meals at his table.
你跟他一起同桌吃饭。
You laugh with him, play with him, and learn from him.
你和他同玩同乐同笑。
You call him Papa because he treats you like his son.
你叫他父亲，因为他真正的把你当作他的儿子。
Because now you are his son.
因为你就是他的儿子。
And that's why God became a human on Christmas Day.
这就是为什么上帝在圣诞的那一天成为了人。
He set us free from the slavery of legalism so that he could adopt us into his family.
他把我们从律法下面变成了奴仆，解放了出来，然后他又收养了我们。
You see, the story about Christmas is all about adoption.
所以圣诞故事讲到底就是收养的故事。
When Jesus entered into Joseph's home, the Son of God was adopted into a human family in order that humans could be adopted into God's family.
当耶稣基督来到约瑟的家里，是神被人收养了。结果的目的呢，就是说神可以收养人。
And with that adoption comes great privileges.
神要收养我们，我们就有特权。
Take a look at Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7.
帮我们看一下加拉太书第四章六到七节。
Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. Since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。 可见从此以后你不是奴仆乃是儿子了既是儿子就靠着神为后世
According to this passage when we are adopted into God's family we receive two great privileges as an adopted child
作为被神收养的子女我们有两个特权
First we experience the privilege of having father love from God
第一个特权呢就是我们能够经历到神慈父般的爱
It was a term, the word Abba was a term of endurance that the Hebrews used for their father. Similarly, that in English we would use words like daddy or papa instead of father.
So Abba, 这个字在希伯来语里面就像我们用的daddy, 这个字英文的那个 daddy.
In other words, we don't have to call God sir.
所以换句话说呢我不一定要叫神叫先生
Instead we can call him Papa
但是呢我们可以叫他是爸爸
You see God has a warm heart a warm place in his heart for his adopted children
所以由此可见呢我们天上的父呢他心里有很温暖的爱对我们孩子有个温暖的爱
And it's just as warm as his place for his only begotten son Jesus
所以他对我们的温暖的爱就像他对他唯一的儿子耶稣基督的爱一样。
And now we can develop a warm place in our hearts for our Father.
所以呢，在我们心底里面，我们对我们天上的父也应该有这样温暖的爱。
When Eliza was two years old, we took her to a zoo with a bunch of other children from our previous church.
Eliza. 当Eliza在两岁的时候呢，我们就把她带到我们这个教会。
She heard some of the other children call me
宋元书，懂吗？啊，在我们教会的时候，我们把我们的女儿这 Eliza 带到那个动物园。
She heard some of the other children call me Pastor Paul, so she decided to start calling me Pastor Paul.
所以在那个时候呢，她听到有些人叫我是保罗牧师，所以她也决定叫我保罗牧师。
She thought it was pretty funny, but that only lasted a few hours.
他觉得这感到很奇怪，但是他这样叫，直接叫了几个小时。
Later that day, she started calling me Papa again.
然后呢，他开始叫我爸爸。
Now I don't really mind if my daughter calls me Pastor Paul once in a while, but I definitely prefer that she would call me Papa.
当然，在我来说也不在乎。如果偶然的我女儿叫我保罗牧师，当然无所谓了。但我最希望他叫我爸爸。
Because it's one way that I can tell that she's experiencing that Abba love from her father.
所以如果他叫我爸爸的话呢，我就可以知道，他就知道爸爸的爱在他身上体现。
And now there's really only two people in this world that have the right to call me Papa.
所以在这个地方，只有两个人可以叫我爸爸。
So Lise and Renee.
Lise and Renee.
There's a unique kind of fatherly affection that I have for these two little human beings that I don't have for anybody else.
So, 作为爸爸，作为这两个小孩的爸爸呢，我对他们有一种特殊的爱，这个爱我只有给他们。
Now, if you decided to call me Papa, I'd let you do that, but I'd probably give you a strange look.
如果你决定叫我爸爸的话呢，或许我会让你这样做，但是我对你的眼神呢，看上去肯定很奇怪。
You're not my child either by childbirth or by adoption.
不管是从身上来看，或者是血液上来看，或者是从收养上来看呢，你都不是我的孩子。
So you don't really have the right to call me Papa.
So 你没有权利叫我爸爸。
In the same way, not everybody has the right to call God their father or to call God their Abba either.
所以呢，对，不是所有人都可以叫我们神是天上的父或者父亲。
Take a look at John chapter 1 verses 10 through 13.
我们现在看一看那个约翰福音三章十六节。
He, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not know him. Jesus came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
So that's the
John 1:10-13.
John 1:10-13. 约翰福音一章十到十三节，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的门倒不接待他，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。这个人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Jesus came into this world to live and to die so that we could all be adopted into God's family. We all have the opportunity to become children of God. But only those people who accept His invitation to be adopted actually have the right to be called the children of God.
只有那些愿意接受耶稣基督的人才可以成为神的子女。
According to this passage, the only way to accept this invitation is to believe in the name of Jesus.
根据这段经文来说，我们要是被神收养的话，我们首先要承认或者相信神的名。
The name Jesus literally means Savior.
耶稣基督这个名就是拯救者。
So to believe in the name of Jesus means that you believe that Jesus Christ died in order to save you from an eternity in hell.
要相信耶稣基督这个名，我们就应当相信耶稣基督是为了我们拯救我们，让我们得永生，他为我们死去。
So the pop religious belief that God is the father of all mankind is erroneous.
所以一般的宗教认为是耶稣神是所有人的神，这是一个荒诞说法。
Only those people who believe in Jesus as their personal Savior have the right to be called the children of God.
只有认为能够接受耶稣基督，认为他能够拯救我们的人，才能成为神的子女。
In other words, only Christians have the right to call God their Abba.
只有基督徒才有权利称耶稣基督叫阿爸。
Perhaps you're not a Christian, God may seem cold and impersonal.
也许你现在还不是基督徒。
There's a good reason for that.
因为有一个原因。
You're still a spiritual orphan and God is a stranger to you.
你现在在灵上面你还是孤儿，神对你来说还是陌生的。
But God is not cold and impersonal.
但是神不是一个冷淡的人。
He wants to adopt you.
他要收养你。
He wants to become your papa.
他要成为你的爸爸。
The second privilege of adoption is that we become heirs of our Heavenly Father.
第二个原因就是说我们可以成为神的后世。
According to Romans 8:17, Christians are not only heirs of God, but we're also co-heirs with Christ.
根据罗马福音，我们不仅是神的子民，我们同时继承神的财产。
Hildy and I have already drawn out our will.
我们我的太太和我有计划。我和我的太太已经写了那个遗书。
According to the will, if Hildy and I should die, Linnea and Aliza would receive our entire inheritance.
根据这个遗书来说呢，如果我一旦我死的话呢，我的太太和我的孩子继承全部遗产。
Both my daughters are adopted, but imagine hypothetically, this isn't actually going to happen, but imagine hypothetically if Hildy gave birth to a son.
我现在两个女儿都是收养的，如果我们试想一下，这不太可能会发生，但是如果我的太太又生了一个儿子，
Would he receive a greater inheritance because he's our own flesh and blood?
这个还未出生的儿子是我们自己亲生的儿子，会不会收到更多的遗产？
Now each one of the three children would receive an equal third of the inheritance.
不是这样，所以这三个小孩他们所收到遗产都是一样的。
Because they would all have an equal third part of our hearts. In the same way, Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He's the only one that has the same essence of God the Father.
他 是唯一的能够接受神的财产的儿子。
All the rest of us children of God have been adopted into his family.
所以我们所有的这些子民，神的子民都是被神所收养的。
But according to this passage, we as Christians are co-heirs with Jesus, even though none of us deserve to be in his family.
根据这一段经文来说呢，我们这些收养的人和神的真正的唯一的儿子都享有同样的继承权。
The inheritance that we receive from our Heavenly Father is heaven.
这个继承权，我们的遗产就是天堂。
So all Christians will enjoy heaven with Jesus.
所有的基督徒就跟耶稣一样，会在天堂里面享乐。
God became a human being on Christmas Day so that he could change you from a slave into his child.
上帝在圣诞那一天变成了人，所以他能够把你从奴隶当中救出来。
And if you are not a Christian today, God wants to redeem you and to adopt you.
如果你今天还不是基督徒的话呢，上帝要拯救你，收养你。
But God is a gentleman.
但是上帝是一个
He's not going to force himself on you.
他不会强迫你做什么事。
It's up to you whether you want to accept or reject his redemption and his adoption.
是不是你愿意接受神的拯救和接受神来收养你，这完全由你自己决定。
But how can you receive this gift?
但是你怎么能收到这个礼物呢？
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节说道，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
According to this passage, we can receive the gift that God gives us through his Son by believing.
根据这段经文来说，我们只要相信耶稣基督，就能够得到神给我们的礼物。
In particular, we need to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to buy us our freedom.
我们尤其要相信，上帝被钉在十字架是为了拯救我们。
And what better time to receive this wonderful gift than during the Christmas season?
因为哪一天比圣诞这一天更好，这个时刻来接受神的礼物呢？
If you would like to receive this free gift from God today, you can pray a prayer similar to this.
如果你今天想接受神给我们的礼物，我们可以这样的祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done.
亲爱的上帝，我很对不起你，因为我做了错事。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to buy my freedom.
我相信耶稣基督被钉在十字架上是为了把我拯救出来。
To pay the penalty for my sin.
耶稣基督为我的罪已经付了最大的代价。
I believe that he rose again to give me eternal life.
我相信上帝会再一次回来复活而给我一个永生。
And I want you to come into my heart.
我要你耶稣基督进入到我的心灵。
And to become my heavenly father.
成为我天上的父。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
If you pray a prayer similar to this, you will become a child of God.
如果你同样这样祷告的话，你就会成为耶稣基督的儿女。
It's Christmas time.
现在是圣诞的时刻。
And it's the time that we can remember the reason for the season.
在这个时刻，我们可以记住，在这样的圣诞的时候，有一个原因我们庆祝圣诞。
Jesus became a man so that he could redeem us and adopt us.
耶稣基督道成肉身，他能够拯救我们，能够收养我们。
Jesus is the reason for the season.
耶稣基督就是我们这个圣诞的原因。
我谢谢保罗牧师的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Paul.
也是因着耶稣的诞生，我们可以很高兴的，我们来唱下面这首诗歌。
Because of the birth of Jesus Christ, we can happily sing the next song.
好，我们下面唱的回应诗歌是在诗歌本的98首。
It's the song 98 in hymn book.
声望，万事所望从天降，乱心卑微于楼房，至高上主一饶你，道成肉身将成事，甘于世人居下地，耶稣是以马内利，甘于世人居下地，耶稣是以马内利，欢迎天降和平王，欢迎辉煌共一光，带来生命显光芒，起死回生一创伤，舍弃荣华的天上，将生将人出死亡，将生世人得高升，将生世人得重生，将生世人得高升，将生世人得重生。
好，下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's time for welcoming and announcement.
那我们跟往常一样，我们首先呢欢迎第一次到我们中院的朋友或者弟兄姊妹。
As usual, we welcome the people who first come to us to this church.
如果你今天是第一次来
，If it is the first time for you to be here,
那么好不好？麻烦你站起来跟我们介绍一下你是谁。
Would you please stand up and introduce yourself to us?
Oh, really?
老师好，我叫张琪，我是康乃大学建筑系的学生，今天是我第一次来这里。
欢迎。还有没有
？Anyone else?
Alright, 那么我们向啊，我们接着往下面报告。那么都知道，我们圣诞夜晚上会有一个特别聚会。
Now announcement, during the Christmas Eve there will be a special gathering.
那么新伟弟兄会为这件事情做报告。
So the 新伟 will give a special report.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Please be with you, brothers and sisters.
就是有三件事情要报告。
Three items, three announcements.
就是在礼拜三晚上七点半的那个圣诞聚会，请服侍同工在七点半以前到教会。然后我相信大家应该是不会很准时，所以我们在七点十五分，我们在后面同工会一起祷告。
So starting at 7:15, the co-workers will start praying.
然后第二件事情就是我们今天下午今天在一点半到两点半我们会有一个 rehearsal。
From 1:30 to 2:30 there will be rehearsal this afternoon.
我简单安排一下就是顺序，然后请轮到你团契的时候到主堂来，然后可以跟 Mark 我们事情配搭一下。
This is the rehearsal order for each fellowship and to coordinate with the pianist Mark.
为了不让这个秘密的节目公开。
So this is still a secret. So we're not going to let the secret open.
我们就是有个顺序。
So there will be order.
请轮到你团契的时间。请主席请再上来这里。
So the arrangement is like this because it's not coherent rehearsal.So if it's the your time for your fellowship, you just come to this church to work with Mark. Wait for your time.
我现在念就是请1:20到1:35请高地主。
高地主
Hi. 对，家园团。
University Hi.
Yes.
So 1:20到1:35。From 1:20 to 1:35, that's the University Hi.
然后1:35到1:50是儿童主日学。
1:35 to 1:50 is the children's Sunday group.
1:50到2:05是新恩团契。
1:50 to 5:00，
好，那就不用。
So everybody will give up this time.
所以就请那1:50到2:05就是请迦南族。
So 1:50 to 5:00 is a Canaan fellowship.
然后最后2:05到2:20是那个青年团契。
2:05 to 2:20 is the youth group.
Youth group, 青少年团契。
Youth group,
你们需要
电视。2:05 to 2:20 is youth group.
好，那还有就是，如果这个 schedule 等一下如果有问题，我们可以再讨论。
If we have any suggestions or disagreements with this schedule, we can discuss it after the service.
然后再做一点报告。
Another announcement.
就是在礼拜三，就是天气预报可能会有大风雪。
So according to the weatherman, there might be a snowy weather on Wednesday.
那我们会尽快决定，最迟在6:30之前，我们会 email 给大家，然后请大家特别注意 email.
So we'll make an announcement whether to cancel this activity as early as possible. No later than 6:30, we'll send out email to everybody. Please read your email.
然后我们会打电话通知给各个团契的，然后再请各个团契去通知他们的会友。
And also we are going to phone call the co-workers on each fellowship, and they will inform every member of the fellowship respectively.
就这样，这张报告。
That's the end of the announcement.
谢谢新伟。
Thank you.
那么其他的报告事项呢，在节目单里面。
So for the rest of the announcements, we can read it. This is in the bulletin.
Okay. 那么据说还有一些那个 calendar 在外面。
So also there are some calendars left on the desk.
好，如果你想买的话，就去拿就好了。
If anybody is interested in buying them, can just feel free to buy them.
那么第三项事项的话呢，是我想是主要是给那些还没有受洗的人。
So the next one is for those who are still seekers.
那么如果你是想明年年初受洗的话呢，请尽快跟徐牧师联系。
If you are thinking to get baptized, please contact Pastor Xu as early as possible.
那么从今天一直到明年的1月18号，主日我们都每个礼拜天都只有一堂崇拜。
From today to until January 18th, there will only be one worship service.
那么也没有 shadow bus.
There will no bus. Will be no bus service.
那么，如果你是需要有接送的话呢，就麻烦你同你所在团契的同工联系。
If you need pickup service, please contact the co-workers of each fellowship directly.
如果你还没有找到团契，就赶紧找一个。
If you do not have a fellowship yet, please find a fellowship immediately.
Okay.那么另外呢，就是也是为教会那个助理牧师的位置，我们的位置进行祷告。
We also need to pray for looking for pastor's assistant.
我们知道现任这位助理牧的这位牧师助理苏慧工作非常非常好。
So the current pastor's assistant has done a very good job.
我们也希望能找到一个合适的人选。
So we would like to find somebody who fit this job most.
那么第六项是除了徐牧师之外，其实我知道也有其他的一些弟兄姊妹会出场。
Besides Pastor Xu's family having to go out of town, and some other friends and brothers and sisters will be out of town too.
那么就说也为他们的行程安全祷告。
So we need to pray for a safe trip for all of these people.
那么像刚才徐牧师所讲的，也继续为我们的姊妹免费祷告。
Just as Pastor Xu said,a while ago, we need to continue to pray for our system in faith.
那么下面时间我交给徐牧师。
那开始。
因为我们还有一点时间哈。
Since we still have some time left.
我想午餐可能也还没好，对不对？
lunch is not ready yet.
所以这个很难得的机会，我们有点时间，大家可以彼此分享。所以不管你是讲国语或者讲英文，我想我们就三四个人，三四人一个小组，我们有点分享。
So we can, no matter what language you use, you speak English or Chinese, just form yourself into a group of three or four and we can share.
可以简单的介绍一下你自己。
Introduce yourself.
然后我想我们可以分享也许就两个建议吧。
So I have two suggestions.
一个是你最难忘的一个圣诞节。
The most unforgettable Christmas you ever had.
那也许另外一个是你对今年圣诞节的一个期望或者是一个祈祷。
And your expectation or resolution for this Christmas.
或你要分享别的也可以。
Of course, if you have some other things to share, it's all right too.
我们大概有五分钟到十分钟。
We may have 5 to 10 minutes for sharing.
对啊，那接下来两排两排你们就 turn around， 然后三四个人、四五个人这样分享一下，好吧
？Form a group of 3 or 4 to share experience.
哦，稍微等一下，我们有那个这个新婚半年的回来了哈。让洪毅跟李燕欢迎你们回来。谢谢。好，我们现在就有点大家可以分享彼此认识的时间。
Let's form into groups and share experience.
这个是可以丢掉的。